You're listening to Scariff Bay Community Radio, and it's time for Camogie. Today we're in the Rag, just outside Thurles, for the very Camogie League tie between Tipperary and Clare, and we're looking forward to a great game here. Dry here in the Rag, fine breeze all right, blowing down the pitch, but otherwise fairly good. So now I'll hand you over to our two men in charge today, Pat McNamara and our match commentator Leo Doyle.
Yeah, good afternoon everyone, you're welcome here to the Rag, and we pause, our timing is impeccable, we pause around the Vian. And as they finish of our round of being, we're going to give you the line out of both teams. First of all, starting with the home team of Tipperary. In goals is Anya Stathry, Julianne Burke, Clodagh Quirk and Emma Lukeman as the full back line, Maureen Edison, Cameron Kennedy and Kira Maher as the half back line, Teresa Ryan and Casey Hennessy in the middle of the field, Roisin Howard, Emma McGrath and Caoimhe Maher as the half forward line, with Grace O'Brien, Cathy Van and Eve Tressy the full forward line. For the Clare team in their blue and yellow jerseys. In goals, Dairden Murphy, Susan Daly, Claire Heher, Kira Grogan, the full back line, Elena Ryan, Neva D, Ellen Casey, the half back line, Caoimhe Carmody, Abby Walsh is midfield, Caoimhe Kelly, Rebecca Foley, and Chloe Morey, with Zianne Spillane, Aoife Loughlin, and Lorna McNamara, the full back line. And the blue and gold of Tipperary are going to be playing with the aid of the breeze in the first half, playing down towards the Thurles end. Clare playing into the Borsaline in the first half, and joined in commentary by Pat McNamara. Pat, your thoughts pre match.
Well, Leo, first of all, the breeze is strong, it'll help tip in the first half, and I think it'll be significant to know. The other thing I'd say is this is a very, very important game for Clare. I think great start to the league against Kilkenny, over against Cork, a good display against Galway, but still wasn't able to stay out for victory. So I think today will tell a lot about where we are in relation to the standing of the counties, and these are the greatest rivals there for maybe the fourth place in the country at the moment. I think it's going to be a great battle, and one Clare will be well up for, I'd say, good conditions.
Yeah, great conditions here in the Rag, and Liz Dempsey is the Raytor. The ball is done with Teresa Ryan going to be robbed by Elena Ryan or County Van out there, or is the centre forward Eamon McGrath pushing the ball in for Tipperary. It's Caoimhe Maher, she gets the ball, going in for her, cleared out here towards the wing, going to be picked up by the midfielder is Casey Hennessy. She goes in, gets the ball off to County Van. County Van drops the ball, but Liz Dempsey had pulled for the free in, so an early chance of a score for the ladies of Tipperary Dorn, and County Van back in the full forward line. This is a very good Tipperary team, Pat.
Oh, it's a strong team, Leo. I mean, you know, Tip Camogie is on the up again. I think they're very, very anxious to be able to reach into that top four, maybe All Ireland semi-final stage, and maybe a little bit further even. So an easy free for Cott to start with her first touch over the bar from the 20-meter line. So again, what Clare must do is not let a gap develop, Leo, with the win, because you know it's much easier to defend a 6 or 7 point lead in the second half against the win than it is to come back. So I think if they can keep it down to 3 or 4, maybe if they have to be behind at all here, Susan making a good burst out, yeah.
Yeah, good puck out from Dairden Murphy out to Susan Daly. Gives it out to Claire Heher. Claire well out from her full back position. Gets the ball out to Ellen Casey. Ellen is blocked by the very, very industry Teresa Ryan. And Teresa Ryan, who has come into Tipperary team this year from Borsley, the team that won the Tipperary Intermediate Championship last year. And she's carrying that club for him into the county scene here. Good win for the Clare Juniors up in Antrim last night. Yesterday evening, they defeated. And in the St. Patrick's Day Challenge, they defeated Antrim 2-10-1-9. Good, you know, Clare seniors now hoping to continue. And that far today, I see Anya Loughlin is out around the half forward line. That ball is cut across by Emma McGrath, looking across for Kira Maher. Kira gets away from Elena Ryan, didn't know one another quite well from Ewell. Ryan puts it over the bar, Maher puts it over the bar. Caoimhe Maher, Tipperary, I was going out for a Dahoud Cuaig, it looks like. Mm-hmm. So Elena Ryan must have got the stick in, and I see, is it caught the van? He's in a hurry hitting this ball, looking out towards, maybe is it Eamon McGrath going taking the far out freeze? Indeed it is, but in fairness, Elena Ryan done well there. She got the hurry in, because you know you can't give up a challenge with these Tipperary, and there's a real signal of intent from Tipperary, Pat.
Yeah, we're only 2 minutes in, and with two good chances already, and the second chance obviously I thought was over the bar, and you did too, but it was a 45 in fairness, a good interception there, but or a hook or a half block, whatever it was, but anyway, McGrath should put this over, it's very central, and it's only 45 minutes out with the breeze.
Yeah, 45 even an impeccable a free taker in her home patch, and she puts it straight and through. 2 points to Tipperary, no score yet for the Colleen Yaskun Dane Clare. As we bring this broadcast, you associate with Dirk Red Junior, but our main match sponsor for our National League, very National League campaign, is Career Wise Recruitment Darren Shannon, and we thank Joe Robbins and all his staff for their joining us here on Scariffa Community Radio. Darren Murphy goes along with his spoke out, looking towards Chloe Morey. Chloe Morey on the field. The ball breaks down towards Kira Maher, but it's picked up by Teresa Ryan gets the ball back into the wing back. This wing back is Everson. She puts the ball here out to Roisin Howard back into Tipperary team again this year. Puts this ball across towards Grace O'Brien gets away from Kira Grogan. Grace O'Brien turns off her right hand side. 3 points to Tipperary, no score yet for Clare. Grace O'Brien, she'd know Kira Grogan well from UL days as well, but I tell you, this is real side of a tint from Tipperary, Pat.
Worrying signs, Leo, that Tip are really up for the game and looking really, really sharp. They're every single ball has gone to hand without being dropped, but her hand passes or hurley passes, and the shooting is good as well. So I hope that Elena Ryan can do something good, son.
Yeah, Elena Ryan doing well. I tell you, she's the best woman I know in Ireland to buy a free. She's the best one. She takes in, gains in the players into her. But good puck out from the Hull of Ira, Darren Murphy. Claire Heher with the quick puck free out towards Cuiva Kelly. Now, going to be shadowed there by the midfielder. It's Casey Hennessy comes across. Also coming across is Eamon McGrath, and the ball here comes Tipperary. It's the wing back, is Kieran Maher, gets the ball out to Roisin Howard. Howard, the link woman, gets the ball in towards Casey Hennessy in the middle of the field, but Abby Walsh doing well. Ellen Casey does well also. Ellen, good clearing of the ball up towards Becky Foley. Becky lifts the ball over her head towards Zian Spillane, but Karen Kennedy back this year after injury. She gets the ball out to the wing back, Kieran Maher. This long cut down by Neve playing the sweeper role, gets away from Grace O'Brien, puts the ball out to Elena taking the ball into the middle of the field, tried to go through, and she was looking, and she does get that free again. Great ball from Abby Walsh to Carmody puts a lovely ball into Becky Foley. There's a chance here for Clare to get an early score. Here comes Becky Foley. She's gone through, she's gone more than 6, 7, 8 steps,
being
pulled by Liz Dempsey.
Yeah, Liz was rolling on the hands there on with the sixth.
She pulled her on the sixth. She couldn't let it go, Pat.
I think Mickey, I suppose, she was taken into contact, and I suppose if you put on the hurley, it's going to be robbed, so she did take the steps, I suppose, and Liz was quite near as well. And as I said, the hands were rolling very, very quickly. I said after I put four, maybe or five rather than six, so she was going to give the three no matter what.
And that ball is poked out from Anya Slattery, gets it out to Cuiva Maher. She leaves Elena in her wake. Here comes Maher off her left hand side. Kira Colini, Leicester Colini has tipped it on. Ghanaian score, Fáca. Listen, Colini has come to the club, Patrick.
Ghanaian score, Cogs. Ghanaian chance to score, Cogs. We didn't want a gap to develop. There is a gap with that breeze, but I don't think the breeze is the cause of it. I think the tip are just on the ball so well. Very, very sharp looking. Everything is going to handle you so well. Now, in fairness to Clare, they're not dropping balls, but it's just that they can't get into the game. Maybe Neva D can do something about it. Or yeah, Clare Hare.
Clare Hare, well out from her back line, gets away. Who's going to run for it? Abby Walsh is Cuiva Kelly. Cuiva Kelly has dropped one or two on the ball, and Tipperary, they're fighting like tigers. In Eamon McGrath in there for Tipperary. Is Liz going to throw in the ball? Indeed, she is. It's Tipperary 4 points clear. No score. 5, 6 minutes gone here in the first half here in the Reagan.
First throw in of the game, Leo.
First throw in. First of many, I would imagine. But no, Liz keeping control. That's a throw out that goes out, breaks out towards Niamh Tracy. Tracy leaves Clare her in her wake. Here comes Tracy, gets away from Ellen Casey, puts the ball over the bar. 5 points for Tipperary, no score. Worrying sign, Clare her lift.
It's
maybe
getting
floundering
very,
at that stage, Pat.
It's getting very, very worrying for Clare already, Leo, I'm afraid to say. Look at Tip are just opening us up at will. They're just finding each other. The running is strong. And Clare seemed to be just caught off guard there. Wasn't able to turn and get back and chase. So it's very, very well. The first thing we need to do is get a score. Settle down, get a score at least. And, you know, maybe bring it back to get a score or two even and bring it back and just close the gap and get into the game, basically. Ony Loughlin might do something.
Yeah, and I see Clare have made a change. I see Nevo D is now. Nevo D is gone back as a sweeper. Cuiva Kelly is gone from wing forward back into the backs. And Nevo D gone back into the sweeper. Back in front of the full back line, you know, because there was major gaps appearing there from midfield in, and you know.
Well, but with that breeze, Leo, I'm surprised Clare didn't have an extra defender from the throw-in, kind of maybe standing, protecting the front of the full back line, maybe, or whatever it would be, even around the half back then extra. But it's done now, but it's 5 points to no score at this stage, and a free for Tip going to land inside.
He has the cool ball. Slattery normally strikes him better than that, but it comes down. Ryan
great
puts up her head. In fairness, Clare's best player in the opening moments puts the ball out here. Good pass out to Cuiva Carmody. Carmody lets the ball drop, but she gets the hand pass back to Elena. Elena wing back. puts a lovely ball up into space where he's going to be picked up by Mairead Everston. Chloe Morey not reading the situation. Everston from the Drummond Inch Club gets the ball down to Teresa Ryan. Teresa Ryan pops his ball back off to Casey Hennessy. Hennessy with a low ball in towards Cart Devane, but Heher does better. Ooh. Grace O'Brien does even better again. Cart Devane trying to get it up for Tipperary. You're out here 30 metres out. He comes out towards Roisin Howard, kicking the ball away. Tressy gives it the ball out to Grace O'Brien. Great save by the goalkeeper, Dermot Murphy. An important stop for Dermot Murphy. Devane tries to get up for Tipperary. He gets away from Ciara Grogan. Here comes Devane being hassled and harried by Elena Ryan. And a free out. In fairness, once again.
Brilliant save by Dermot Murphy.
Dermot Murphy read it well. Top corner, super up the holly, out for clear the ball to safety.
Fair play. Except that the response of the Clare backs to the save was very poorly. It was two typicals were going for the ball before a Clare got near. And now, looking off, they recovered. The typical didn't pick it up the first time. And a bit of pressure on there and a well won free. But is Elena down injured?
Yeah, Elena's down.
Not a good thing. She's, as you say, our best player so far.
By far, there's no doubt about it.
But Dermot Murphy, Leah, look, she's just time and time again, she's saving Clare from these saving situations. I mean, if it was a goal, I mean, an 8-point gap, I think wasn't going to be brought back. I'd need to make a guess at this stage. 5 is certainly manageable once we can get another score on the board now and settle down. I think we just need to get the ball up to our full forward line so you can put pressure on. Lauren hasn't got any ball to deal with inside yet.
The strength of the wind has to be emphasised here.
Correct, strong wind now, It might be a 6-7 point wind, maybe.
I think it's more, Pat, because it's blowing up quite profusely here. And
it's straight down the field as well, in fair. You know, it's not an angular, it's gone straight. You know, it's assisted the team shooting into the Thurles side goals or whatever you call that side. It is the Thurles end, isn't it?
It is the Thurles end, yeah. But the only worrying thing is when Tipperary run at our Clare players,
that's the point.
To be floundering as Clare Heher strikes this into the breeze out towards Becky Foley, and he's going to be picked up by Everston. Everston goes to ground there. Foley gets in, Chloe Morey gets in, working hard there, trying to get the ball for Clare. We are right out in the middle of the field and
throwing number two.
Or two, was it? Number two, here it comes.
And
in fairness,
it was the right decision. Because there was a melee and there wasn't going to come out of it, I don't think.
And the ball, it comes to Becky Foley. That's a ball in towards Lorna McNamara. The first ball in towards the Kilnane girl. And she gets on the ball. Tries to. Coming in to help. But Karen Kennedy, good to see her back for Tipperary. Maybe not today from a Clare point of view. But it comes out to Casey Hennessy. Hennessy putting the ball in towards the corner, looking for Tressy. Tressy and Susan Daly. Susan Daly does well. Gets the ball. Tressy has a push in the back. But not given on this occasion. Susan has gone to ground. But the ball comes up. Lovely, neat pick up by Grace O'Brien. Great shoots, but that's going to be the first wide for Tipperary, out to the right hand side, gone wide, and a spectacular shot from Grace O'Brien right out here inside, and the main stand goes right on the far side. It's 10 minutes gone here in the first half. Again, we thank Career Wise Recruitment for their sponsorship, and Joe Robbins for their sponsorship of our National League programme here.
Playing a lot down the right wing a lot, Leo. Clare are going down the right wing, the far wing from us all the time, and it's not paying a lot of dividends. Okay, Leonard Ryan is doing well over there on the back line, but from midfield up, it's not working over on that wing at the moment, anyway.
And then it gives the ball to Cuiva Carmody. Carmody breaks the tackle. Here comes Cuiva, hits the ball across, but who's going to be there? It is the fullback, is it Clodagh Quirk? Quirk, a stylish player, gets the ball. She hits that one too well. She does, she goes out past Cuiva Maher. But Pat, looking at Tipperary, all very, very comfortable on the ball.
Totally, Leo. As they're so comfortable in terms of their control, as the passes are sticking. Hurley passes have been good, apart from that little mistake there by Clodagh Quirk, just overhit a bit the breeze, maybe caught it and brought it over the sideline. But Elena Riley, very busy girl early on. Down the right wing again.
Busy girl, but playing well. Karen Kennedy, the centre back, gets the ball out to McGrath, the centre forward, or the midfielder.
Snow on this one.
Gets it down. O'Brien goes up. O'Dea reads it very well. Now playing the free role in the half back line. She gets the ball out to Heher, and this is what you want to see Clare running. And here comes Heher running out. Gets the hand pass away. Roisin Howard working. There's a push in the back there by Cuiva Kelly on the back of Roisin Howard, much similar to the Grace O'Brien Susan Daly one a moment earlier. And Eamon McGrath coming back from her own half forward line into her own half of the field to strike this free. She knows this pitch very, very well, not living in the close proximity.
Leo,
5 points for Tipperary. Pack clear, no score
at midfield. It's not working for us at the moment anyway. You know, we can't win a ball there or just make any inroads at all. So Tip and half back line and midfield dominating the game, and signs on there's a load of good ball going into the forwards, and 5 points already on the board.
And here comes McGrath with this one. She strikes it well with Breeze. You see Dermot Murphy when the goalie puts up the hurley like that. It's the half dozen for Tipperary. 6 points for Tipperary. Clare, no score. And Dermot Murphy with the puck and mock. Let's go into Clare. Will she go short to Neve? Indeed, she does go short to Neve. Neve drops it. And Tipperary kind of, they're setting up. And I tell you, she's very, very lucky to get a free there on that occasion.
I was afraid it might go in for line on the ball, yeah. No, she protected the ball very well. And she did get a tip, but.
And Neve throwing
Liz could have gone either way with her. Liz Dempsey could have gone either way.
Yeah,
better decision.
We
got it anyway.
He caught the van. He's protesting at the innocence there. I didn't think she'd done a whole lot wrong. And look, at you take these breaks, Pat.
Absolutely. And Clare need a break, Leo, to get. First, we have got a score. They're looking for Arnie Loughlin up this wing. Can she catch it?
And now they put up the paw when it comes to Cameron Kennedy. Kennedy has picked up every break in the half back line. Sweeps the ball out towards Grace O'Brien and Grogan. Grace O'Brien, Grogan does well. Gets the flick up to without outstanding play once again from Elena Ryan, Pat Mac.
There. Defender. She's had so much to do already, Lily, but she's done it very. I think she's had about 10 positions and doesn't know what. 13 minutes gone. She's done 10 positions, and each time she had one freeze, cleared it, or made good tackles. Brilliant play by Elena Ryan so far. And it has to be. Yellow card.
Yellow card for Grace O'Brien. Mm-hmm. The hurley did come up high. I didn't think it was anything too much, but look, Liz was closer to the action than we were, and. He's the woman here. Clare switch display dying across the field here, looking for Zien. Zien's playing, but it's Claude. Oh, there was a chop there by Chloe Morey, not given. But then here comes Lukeman. Everston, Variate Everston for Tipperary. Gets the ball down to Grace O'Brien. Grace O'Brien with plenty of space. Gets the ball away from Cuiva Kelly. Puts the ball in, but O'D reads it well. But the ball, she's not going to get away on this occasion. It's Niamh Tressy. Tressy puts the ball in, and here comes Tipperary. There's a chance of a goal, and a shot. It's gone over the bar, from the stick of Cuiva Meher. Yeah. Pat, the goal was on if they took it on there, but Cuiva Meher decided to put the ball over the bar.
Absolutely. Dylan Murphy acted as umpire there, waving it wide, and I was kind of going by her judgment, but it was in. And they could have run in for the goal. They possibly have chances on, but look at that, tapping over the points, Leo, and look at seven. The gap is now getting where we all wanted to be at all.
There's a pull there and
on Elena Ryan,
and she's
again.
She's gone to Elena's in plenty of action.
Absolutely.
I said the tip player got the ball.
And she's getting the attention too from the tip ones.
And she's getting a card to Bui again, and it looks, is it Card Devane? Is it Eamor McGrath? It looks like it.
Well, she clipped her for sure.
It was sorry to Cuiva Meher, but
Cuiva Meher, yeah.
And again, did know herself and Elena know mother quite well, but It's a chance for Clare to get the ball down towards the square, Pat, because 7 points in 14 minutes is
it's a first shot for Chloe Moore. You know, it's about 62 or 63 metres out on the right hand side. Distance wise, look, we know she's a superb striker. It'd be fantastic to get this over, I think, to lift the team a little bit, but she is against a very, very strong breeze.
Yeah, but she's right near the park.
Yeah. No, while Elena's injured, I might just say it's in best wishes to great GMN out all the way, and Kilina Francie McNamara, who's in Tuil at the moment. Francie, of course, is father of Fintan, a well-known Camogie referee, coach, and indeed an analyst here on Scariff Bay with us as well. So our best wishes to Francie and the family for better days ahead.
Yeah, indeed, we echo those sentiments entirely. And Great GA people. Here comes Chloe going for gold. This is going to drop around all your Loughlin country. Can she put up the paw and grab? She does. She's causing consternation, but is it Clodagh Quirk is coming out? Clodagh Quirk, she passes the ball out to Karen Kennedy. Kennedy brings great stability. She's pushing it back there by Lorna, not given. But the ball comes out. Chloe has a chance. She could drill this one. She strikes it. Short. This is coming in towards it. Anya Slattery and Anya Loughlin, the goalkeeper.
Oh, and.
Slattery comes out. She charges out and drives.
That's a charge. That was
a
charge.
There was definitely two frees there.
Lord,
the ball comes down to O.D. O.D.
Yeah.
And Grace O'Brien. And the ball comes out to the centre forward McGrath. She gives it back to Cuiva Meher. Cuiva Meher turns an instinct shot, and on the turn goes out to the right hand side and gone wide. Dylan Murphy with a quick puck out to Kira Grogan. Here comes Grogan coming up along, cuts the ball, gets the ball in towards. Oh, I tell you, Claire Heher, that was a brilliant pick because that ball was passed behind her. Claire Heher with the hand pass out to Cuiva Carmody. Cuiva Carmody is bottled up. She's probably fouled by Grace O'Brien. Is honest.
Advantage player. Fair play to Liz.
Grace O'Brien
Liz Dempsey did a good job there.
She'll be out here standing beside the rest of us. I see Claire is barking out instructions there to the Claire forwards. Very hard for the Claire forwards to be doing that because the ball isn't going up, Pat.
Well, the kind of quality of ball then with the breeze, because hanging in the breeze is the backs ball, and we're not just dominating the game enough to drill in low ball or run at them. You have to dominate midfield if you're going to be running at defences. We're not dominating midfield for two. We're just not getting the ball there.
Here's the ball here. She get this one? It's picked up by Julianne Burke, who gives it out to Murray. Out to Eamon Lukeman. Lukeman puts it down towards Roisin Howard. Roisin Howard now being picked up by Elena Ryan. Here comes Howard. She's busy, turns on the right hand side, has time to deliver a ball in where O'Dea should cut it out. But indeed she does cut it out. But it's Niamh Tressy, picked up by Claire Hare. Claire Hare is blocked out by Tressy. And here comes Tressy going for goal for Tipperary. Oh, she's going to be pulled down. Is it gone in? Murphy does well. Susan Daly does excellently. There's a free out.
Susan Daly, won a great free there.
Yeah. I tell you, I thought there was a chop.
I thought there was a chop.
There was a chop on Tracy, first of all. Murphy is brave in the goals. The cool bar, the Munster club player of the year, or county player of the year last year, and showing much of that form here, and much wanted here again today, Pat.
Are the umpires calling in Liz over something, Leah? They are. Or is it an injury to Dylan Murphy, maybe?
She's having a chat when she's down there. She might still have a chat, but I thought...
Was there a consultation going on anyway down there? And will there be a carter for a Clare Pinder?
She's looking. I thought there was a chop on the Tipperary player
first. There was too, yeah.
And wasn't given. And then... Now she's having a chat with the goalkeeper.
Maybe checking her injury, hopefully. I hope she's checking it rather than checking anything else.
The one thing, you don't want an injury to Dylan Murphy of all players.
No. No, I think she's happy enough. No, she's three happy out enough. Will be taken. Liz is going to return out her.
Back there, back to the square. So it must have been for the foul. And she's actually calling someone. There's another player down injured. So Liz is up and down here, down the field. So there's no doubt she'll be well warmed up here after 18 minutes.
Not checking a tip injury now as well.
But at least, Pat, the sting is kind of gone out of the tip break. You know, with the way the break and play.
We need stop-start.
We definitely need it against the breeze.
Absolutely. Against this breeze, a stop-start situation would suit Clare because it'll break tips, rhythm and momentum. And they certainly had great momentum there for the first 15 minutes of the game. There's 18 and a half gone now. And 7 points to nil, for those who don't know the score. But I suppose the reminder is the Tipperary are playing with a very, very strong breeze blowing directly down to the Thurles goals, and it has helped them tap over points from 30, 40, 50 metres. And Clare just haven't got to the pitch of the game at all, especially as the Clare backs, in fairness, now against all pressure. Elena Ryan, Niamh O'Dea, particularly both of those. Clare here maybe standing up well at times as well there. Abby and Quiva Carey in midfield haven't really got going yet, but hopefully they will the second half. It's hard sometimes when you are against the team, but momentum to Clare. The tip half back line as well, Karen Kennedy there dominate the centre back as well. So Anya Loughlin hasn't really got into the game either, Leo, and she's needed to win a high ball there and just turn and go and put pressure on them, and that's not happening either. So Lorna Mack has got no ball in her hand. Zian hasn't got the ball in her hand. Chloe Morey hasn't got the ball in her hand in play yet, and that's kind of worrying at this stage of the game, wind or no wind.
And here looks like Aoife McGrath is coming on for Tipperary. Oh, yeah. Aoife McGrath, the Drummond Inch captain, and
won't weaken them.
Casey Hennessy has gone off at this moment in time. So Aoife McGrath, and she ain't going to weaken them by any.
That's for sure.
Here's a sharp hook out from Claire Herr to Dylan Murphy. A new variation on the free from the
blocked.
I tell you, she was lucky. Claire Herr was lucky there that time. That Susan Daly was awake. And here comes Elena, who's a very much awake for Clare. She gets the ball out to Herr. Get the ball, comes in there towards Karen Kennedy loses the ball, but she goes back. There's a push in the back by Quiva Kelly, but it's a play on. Kelly does well, gets the ball into her hand, tries to get away from Teresa Ryan, and the ball breaks to Quiva Carmody. Who's it comes out? It is the Tipperary player. It's the wing back. The wing back is Maher. She gives it out to Devane puts the ball in the corner, throws Roisin Howard is buttoned up by Susan Daly. Roisin Howard coming into the middle, gets away, leaves Claire Herr in her wake. Here comes Howard. Brilliant play by Niamh O'Dea. I don't know if Claire Herr carrying an injury.
She doesn't seem to be able to do a chase, Leon. Yeah. I know it didn't her attitude, because she's a brilliant attitude on the pitch. Every single time she works her socks off in every game and chases and does her work, but she doesn't seem able, and maybe carrying an injury. But fairness, Niamh O'Dea is following up Elena Ryan's brilliant defensive work there and getting into the game a lot.
Yeah, that ball is won by Anya Loughlin, the far side towards Quiva
Cavity.
Oh, and a high challenge by Anya Loughlin, but the ball comes out to the wing back. The wing back is Maher. Maher gives the ball here into the middle, and here comes Casey Hennessy, who's back on again. Puts the ball out into the corner towards Grace O'Brien. He's blocked here for Niamh Tressy. Trahi turns Gohara Dresnan off the stick of the local woman, Niamh Tressy. Tipperary 8, Clare no score. Tipperary up in the notch yet again, Pat.
Yeah, 21 and a half minutes gone. Tip deservedly solely, we have to say. They have, I'd say, 65-70% of the possession, and look at, they're dominating the game with that breeze, but I don't think it's the breeze alone. We have to admit now that Clare, against that, you can still against the breeze be competitive, you can still win ball, you can still run at people, and we're just not getting on the ball here.
and a great catch. And here's a lady that's on the ball at the
dropped
moment.
The
he's on your Loughlin. On your Loughlin, but the ball comes out to the wing forward. The wing forward is Caoimhe Maher. She puts the ball down into the corner where Ciara Grogan and Grace O'Brien race. Orla Duggan is winding up for Clare at the moment. Here comes Grogan. Grogan is blocked down by Grace O'Brien trying to get the ball into Clare Maher. But Pat, you have to see, give credit to Tipperary. They're not giving Clare an inch.
Absolutely. And the one or two times there that Clare have the ball in the half forward line trying to make a run. They were surrounded by four and five players, Leo. Unbelievably so.
And the ball is off. That sharp puck out. That sharp puck out came out to Niamh Tressy. The ball was out to Susan Daly. Susan was robbed. But the ball is blocked. Eimear Maher. But Daly recovers well. In fairness, she's playing well. And cornerback for Clare gets the ball out to Elena Ryan. Elena is coming out. And Elena has
brilliant
another.
Play by Elena Ryan.
I tell you what, she is unbelievable.
That's outstanding. As good as I've seen from a defender for Clare in a long, long time, Leo. Brilliant.
Orla Duggan warming up for Clare. We'll bring Orla Duggan in here, Lorna Parkins. The tip. Management, she's going out having a word with the tip manager because I think they're not too happy with the refereeing of Liz Dempsey, and there's a man down there in the cap who has been cleared away from the sideline. So one of the tip management been put away. So even though they're 8 points, they know a score up ahead of Clare, and Marie McGann goes in. Orla Duggan coming in to see, and it's Abby Walsh has been replaced on the Clare team. So yeah, Orla Duggan is the young experience replacing the inexperience.
She'll have way better days than this, guaranteed, in Clare jersey.
And I think she's very hard to blame.
I think she's being singled out a little bit, maybe.
I think so. There's a lot more than that going on around the place. But look, the ball is up with Casey Hennessy. Hennessy for Tipperary, being chased by Orla Duggan. Becky Foley, Chasewell, or Duggan, in fairness, you know, Chasewell. In fairness, Tabby Walsh, she's a young player. Very hard to see a young player like that being singled out
when they're
beaten all over the field.
Look at where we are being beaten up a stick around the field, and fairness, Pat Mella, Ryan, and Elena Ryan, and Niamh O'Dea, maybe.
That's a great ball. Push. Great ball from Ryan.
By Elena again.
And the ball comes in towards Karen Kennedy. Lorna McNamara again. Lorna, she has the ball. The first time she has it in the paw. Here comes Lorna trying to take on the chip challenge.
Lockdown.
But there's numbers. Caoimhe Camry loses the ball. Duggan gets on. Kennedy goes down for Tipperary, gets the ball, and she gets the ball out. Teresa Ryan gets into the chip challenge. She puts the ball out here. Where there's bodies all over the field for Tipperary. Here comes Roisin Howard, being chased by Becky Foley. Here comes Howard. She's gone through the middle. There's a gap appeared. She turns back, gets the ball back to Casey Hennessy. Casey Hennessy gets the ball back out here to the wing back. The wing back. For Tipperary is Ciara Maher. She puts the ball down to corner towards Tressy. Tressy defeats, gets around Clare Maher, but Daly comes back to cover at cornerback. In fairness, Pat, Susan Daly played very well at cornerback.
We have talked about obviously Elena Ryan, deserving so, and Evo D, but Susan Daly is next in line in terms of just defiantly trying to, you know, take the game to tip, tackle their forwards, win the ball, and winning frees. So fair play, Susan Daly can be proud of her contribution so far.
That ball is taken by Clare Heher. It comes up here to Julianne Burke. Out to Casey Hennessy. Hennessy puts the ball into the middle where Orla Duggan picks it up for Clare. Can she deliver a ball? She does deliver. Looking out, Anya puts up the hand. Anya now with Aoife McGrath. Aoife McGrath, hurleyless at the moment, using her football skills. You know, they play a bit of football here in Tipperary as well. And the ball comes out to Kennedy, the centre back. She tries to take on the challenge. Here comes Kennedy, puts the ball in towards Teresa Ryan.
Caoimhe Camry
does well. Elena Ryan does even better. But the ball, and Ryan, she's kicking it out, sorting it out. Gets the ball, comes back out. It comes out to McGrath. McGrath with a pop pass to Grace O'Brien. Grace O'Brien tries to get away from the challenge. She's fouled by Ciara Grogan at that stage. And she's come booking Ciara Grogan. That's a very,
silly.
Very innocuous yellow card.
Absolutely silly. There's only an innocuous kind of a normal little just blocking her run tackle, if you like. Nothing in it. This is absolutely a joke, I have to say.
Like,
you know, Grogan, if she gets the yellow card,
went to dodge a tackle. I know Ciara stood her ground like any backroom would,
you know.
And a Carterbury for Ciara Grogan, and a chance is a for Liam McGrath text into
whoever is in the All Ireland semi-finals and finals next, whenever it's a few months' time. It was a tackle like that won't even be given as a free. No. Not to talk about yellow.
Exactly.
In the championship. So
you wouldn't be given a free for that in Cravens, never mind. But here's the 45 metre free from Eamon McGrath, 20 metres in from the stand here in the Rag in Drummond Inch, and here comes Well, she strikes it straight over the black dot, straight and through. 9 points for Tipperary. Clear yet to score. 26 minutes gone here in this broadcast. Once again, we thank our Met sponsors and our National League sponsor, very National League, Joe Robbins and all, a career-wise recruitment who to do an awful lot for the people of Clare and beyond. Oh, Susan sure. Daly, that sharp poke out is going to be dodgy, and the ball comes into Devane, because Susan blocked that one. Devane shoots. Is this one? No, it has gone out to the left-hand side and gone wide. Clare get away with one of that one. 9 points for Tipperary. Clare yet to score, but Clare not winning the long puck out. She has to go short, and O'Dea had to go to the knees for that one, and the ball, she's pulled off by Cork Devane, but Devane, the referee, plays on, gets it out here to Clare Hare, coming out from full back, gets the ball, she gets away from Tressy, puts the ball in towards Becky Foley, the ball breaks in, but it's Tipperary who are forced to the break yet again, and she puts the ball into the corner towards O'Brien. O'Brien ties it toward Grogan, but Grogan does better on this occasion, and a push.
And we are getting enough, we are getting a few soft frees out from the back, Leo.
We are getting
that are leaving us a bit, you know. It isn't as if the free, the easy frees aren't going both ways. In fairness, that time maybe, you know, there was a little push. There was a push, yeah.
Slight but enough, you'll take it.
But as we said, and I suppose we did say before the game, just that probably Liz will referee according to the rules strictly. And, you know, a foul is a foul in her case. She's probably say the rule book, she's just applying it.
Pat, I can remember we gave out about her there in the game last year, and when we went back and looked at it, she got 98% of the calls to the letter of the law, which she does. So look, people know what you're getting with her. That's the ball. Oh, what a catch from O'Brien out in front of Grogan. She gets the ball into the middle towards Teresa Ryan. Teresa was coming at pace, but it's the other Ryan who's coming at even more pace for Clare. That's Elena. But Teresa Ryan gets the ball in. It's gone in.
Here
it's in. It's Casey Hennessy. Hennessy has to turn back. She puts the ball, gets the ball out to Devane. Devane shot. Ooh, over the hand. None. 10 for Tipperary, none for Clare. No score yet, but I tell you, they're opening us at will. There's another sub getting ready for Clare. It looks like Leisha Ryan is going to come on for Clare. Ryan, I would imagine she'll come into the half-back line there. And that puck out comes out to Clare Hare. Clare Hare gets the ball out to Susan Daly. Daly gets her. She's blocked out by Tressy. And this sharp thing is not working, because Tipperary are setting us up, setting them up here. And there's a chance of a free-in for Tipperary. No, she's going to throw in the ball. And but Pat, it's very, very hard to get out with the work rate of these Tipperary players.
It is, Leo, they're seriously up for the game, and before the game we said, you know, these two teams are vying to be seeing who's which one's going to challenge the big three in the championship, biggest, and you'd have to say a Tip at the moment. I know they have the breeze, we will put in that proviso constantly, but 59 minutes gone. But
it is a strong breeze, there's no doubt about
it's,
that.
It's the Clare attitude isn't really great. Again, I mean, against the breeze you fight and you're dogged and you tackle and you hold things up a bit, but we seem to be just breaking down, or any move we're trying from the backs. Look, a few good, a great burst out by Lena Ryan, Niamh O'Dea, one or two more, Clare Hare off and on, Susan Daly off and on, but you know, sometimes then when we're dropping balls that we should be catching and we're letting them run at us, and there isn't enough chasing or fast chasing being done and pressure put on them. So looking really good, Dolly. We have to hand that. Very, very solid. Very, very impressive.
What I see, though, Pat, with some of the players, they seem to be telling one another what to do, you know. And look, it is impossible when you see a juggernaut coming like that at you, you know. But they're all kind of asking questions of one another. But maybe
get to
concentrate on their own, you know, their own task at the moment. But Leisha Ryan, I would expect
frustration is part of that,
you know. So all this, there's no doubt about that. But here comes Dern, going long on this occasion. She's made a couple of brilliant saves here, as always, here in the reg. The ball comes out towards Orla Duggan. The ball breaks down. Cueva Carmody, ball bypasses Cueva Carmody. She pulls up.
Tipper so sharp.
Another free. Here comes Karen Kennedy. And they're coming at will. Gets the ball into Cart Devane. Devane. Or she pops the ball off. Out.
The control is brilliant. Look at that.
See, it comes in. Kennedy now is above in the half forward line. She's not a stranger up there. She got a goal in All Ireland quarter final down, or a semi final down in Páirc Uí Chaoimh a number of years ago. So she's no stranger to the attack. But these Tipperary players can rotate and are comfortable to play in any position, Pat.
Leo, there isn't a single Tipperary girl not playing really, really well. And that's the fact. Some are playing outstandingly well, but there's most of them playing. Look at Roisin Howell, Cueva Mair, Niamh Tracy, Cart Devane, Grace O'Brien. Here's all threatening.
Devane trying to break through. There's another free coming. Is that not because he's gone over the bar? That's the dozen. It's the dozen points for Tipperary. And there's a Clare player gone down. It looks like, is it Cueva Kelly has gone down injured?
Can't see the number yet now.
Yeah, it is Cueva Kelly by the helmet. But like, Devane was not going to be stopped. She was breaking through even, and she knew she did vent it, and she powered out past the Clare players. Tipperary 12 points, Clare yet to score here in the first half of this very national Camogie League. And you know, Tipperary putting on
you know, they have been the form team of the league, and I tell you one thing, they're continuing in that vein.
Leo, I don't think a Tipperary player has hardly fumbled the ball in 31 minutes. Or, yeah, 31 minutes gone. Their control and touch is unbelievable. And as well as, obviously, we've said they have the vision to find each other with hurley and hand passes, and they're running at us and they're overrunning us at times. But the actual control, each player receiving a ball, long, short, high or low, first touches, they're mastering control into the end, does a sidestep, and they're straight away putting pressure on us and signs on 12 points to nil. And you know, you can't say it's not deservedly, because it is.
Yeah, indeed. And we were looking at two teams getting ready for the championship, and you know, Clare defeated Tipperary in the Munster championship last year, but there's a big turnaround here today, which you would expect under the new management of Tipperary. Clare, you know, have been doing well in the with a great victory over Kilkenny. Maybe
seems a long time ago now, doesn't it, in a sense,
a mind blow in Páirc Uíomh. And you know, and in the last, they played quite well, I thought, against Galway.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, to be fair, but this Tipperary team, there just seems to be something about them, Pat. There's a very, very business-like approach from this Tipperary outfit.
Well, I mean, Leo, in the championship last year, they were impressive enough, and, you know, maybe unlucky not to go a little step further, in a sense, than they did. So, you know, they are obviously up and coming. They have a great peak, obviously, some very strong clubs and some top-class players in that team. And look at Clare at the moment, just struggling. Let's see what
yeah,
we can do.
Yeah, Cuíomh Kelly, and she's back. Good to see her back from injury. Pops this ball down where Becky Foley loses the ball, comes out to the wing back. The wing back is Kira Maher. She puts the ball into the van.
Control
the
again.
The van strikes it. Not maybe getting away with it, but that yard as she used to. And the ball breaks down to Grace O'Brien. Here's a lady just fleet of foot, puts the ball out to Tressie. Neve Tressie. Tressie shooting. That'll be a tremendous score from Tressie.
Yes.
That's the score of the day from the stick of Neve Tressie. It's the Baker's dozen. 13 for Tipperary. No score yet for the Kalinias Kuntin Club.
Now, Elena Ryan and Mark and Lee Tressie at the moment, but no blame to Elena Ryan at all. That was just a superb score from the sideline. You know, no defender could have done anything about that. Elena has been our outstanding player in the first half, but Tipperary outstanding, it has to be said. Just outstanding. And another one doesn't stick with Anya Loughlin. She could have caught that one and just didn't stick.
Yeah, but it sticks for Karen Kennedy though. Oh, Karen Kennedy has been bad.
Lauren has that was ball in her hand. Is she getting the free?
I tell you one thing, you would.
It was a well won ball by Lorna McIntyre.
She's gone thrown in. I tell you one thing, it's amazing because Lorna cut her around the neck and Elaine Cart her an arm shot, thank God. But the ball breaks in and Karen Kennedy, she's robbed by Anya Loughlin. Can Clare get a score before half time just to, you know, boost the hopes? And the ball is with Lorna fighting hard out there. But it comes out to Kennedy. Oh, gee.
Oh.
Ellen K. I tell you one thing. I tell you one thing.
We'll talk about this one at half-time, Leo.
I tell you, the Tipperary Minter down there, I tell you, tis as well he's gone, because I'd say he would have ate iron with that one. That was the most blatant free.
Charge.
Most blatant free in the rag today. In the rag today, and nothing given. Neve Tressie gets the ball down to Casey Hennessy. Hennessy, he's been bottled up by Clare's Bryce Burnway, their best player is Elena Ryan. What a flip pass there for Mima Lukeman, and the ball is going to go. Becky Foley has it. She loses it to Casey Hennessy, who gives the ball into Cuíomh Maher. Kira Maher puts the ball into the corner towards Grace O'Brien. Grace O'Brien gets out in front of Susan Daly.
Here's O'Brien injured.
She's going down. Here's O'Brien trying to get it. She's full back by Susan Daly. And Kira Grogan gets a I tell you, Kira Grogan wouldn't watch it because she's after having a swipe at Cart Devane, and she's already on a yellow. And I tell you, if she's going to be called out, and she is being called out, I tell you, there's a player.
Even Moraes down here injured the sideline near Moraes, us. Yeah,
Kira Grogan is
looks
in,
fairly
could
shaken.
Be, could be in big trouble because she was already booked. By
what's she booked? She's gone. You're right.
She's
gone.
God. I knew when she called her out, I knew she was in trouble.
Yeah.
Look, she did swipe at Cart Devane, but look, it was not that. Cart Devane didn't make any issue of it, and that just adds insult to injury.
Oh,
and Clare's woes that they lost a career of Grogan to the red card.
Whatever chapter we had, I'd say coming back into the second half, Leo, a player down against this tip team of all teams. You know, look, we're not going to write them off. The second half, I know Clare are very fit, Leo. That's been put over the bar, so now it's
14.
Look at 14, I was going to say past the unlucky 13 is 14, and Neymar Graz back on her feet again, thankfully.
And
this
Dempsey calls a halt to the first half here.
That's just,
in the rag.
That's just cruel.
And here at half time is Tipperary 14 points. Clare, let's get on the board. De Brees, and of course, as insult injury, De Brees Sims have died this morning at half time. But Pat, we made our point at the beginning of the year, we weren't going to berate referees. But you know, Liz, again, when you go to the letter of the law, she's probably right.
Yeah,
but that red card.
She's a technical referee, Leo.
Yeah,
and
but
I mean,
she booked Ciara Grogan for a free.
She did.
And he wasn't the second free, was the one. It was the first card was the one that counted
again. Exactly, and that's the problem with these first yellows, Leo. You know, when it's a soft one, and it was soft, it was for nothing, to be honest about it now. It was the most innocuous tackle I've seen. In fact, it wasn't a free as such at all. But, you know, as I said, in championship games, Leo, you see the way referees just don't even dream pulling from those. It's hard, it's tough, and they let go. Now we're joined by an expert who will explain to us why it's gone wrong as it has.
We're going to get a fair analysis here now, but look, we're joined by our local journalist and very well known to us and very good to us here on Scariff AIRC Radio, Derek Dahmer. Derek, you're welcome once again.
Thanks, Leo.
Derek, the Clare Lady's got a fair welcome from Tipperary here. It is
shambolic, Leo.
Shambolic, to be fair.
Let's call a spade a spade. They're beaten in every sector of the field. From the opening throwing, Clare conceded 5 points in 6 minutes. The first five shots was 4 points and they deflected 45. They did settle for about a 20-minute period that kept them down to 3 or 4 points when they rejigged. But they're lined out all wrong yet again. Positionings are wrong yet again. Big players are not in the right place. I don't want to be critical, but I have to call it as I see it. No sweeper at the start, you're playing into a gale. It took 10, 15 minutes to realise that. It's ridiculous.
Derek, I know you don't want to be, but only for 2 hours then and save some more keeper this game.
And Elena Ryan.
And Elena Ryan, I think, has been Clare's shining light. But the save from Dylan Murphy, when it was 8 points, would have been 1-8. And then she came bravely dived to the feet of another player.
Yeah, in the eight minutes, you know, it was just an unbelievable save from Grace O'Brien. And then in the 15th minute, another fantastic stop. Brave stop, throwing her body on the line. Took a bell for it. That would have been 2 goals. Look, Clare did settle. I do think Liz Dempsey hasn't been... I think she has been a bit biased, to be honest. There was a couple of frees Clare should have got, didn't get. Tipperary got some soft scores. Now, that's not the reason
Tipperary
either.
Probably should have got the yellow card, the red card.
That's ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous decision. It was the first card. No, she did swipe at the lady on the ground. She did, but she got caught. But there's the first free here for the yellow card, which was nothing.
Nothing, absolutely nothing. And look, Susan Daly got one in the back here. She didn't give a free. Quiva Carmody was shoved out over the sideline over there. She didn't give a free. Liz and Clare don't get on for some reason.
Ellen Casey probably should have been yellow. It was the most blatant free of the whole lot.
Yeah, and didn't give it.
That's the problem is the consistency, Derek.
Yeah.
You know, but that aside,
look, Tipper, sharper, crisper. They're onto the breaking ball. Look, the sending off has probably killed any hope of a comeback. 14 points, that wind isn't worth 14 points. And Leo, look, you have to call it as I see it, the wind isn't the problem. You know, obviously you're going to be backs to the wall stuff, but Clare went out with 15 on 15.
But we never got the ball up to the walls even.
But you couldn't, you know, we've had, on the positive, without being funny, we've had no wides. Do you know, like we haven't even, it's really tough.
Jerry, what can they do at the start?
They're playing for pride, Leo.
Yeah, but there's no doubt the red card has added insult into
it.
And they had put Neva D back as a sweeper, which with the win probably should have been done
again though. Leo, Chloe Morey should be back there as the sweeper, let's be honest about it. She's a huge striker of the ball. She's lost their wing forward. She's been put her back, you know, crowd out the middle. That first 30 minutes should have been all about containing Tipperary, getting down 6 or 7 points. You're down 14.
You were down
5 inside 6 minutes. I mean, come on.
And Derek, Tipperary are a team with momentum, right? They are going very well. They are the form team in the league. And the one thing you want to do is you want to quell that, and they signalled their intent. I presume they won the toss and went with the breeze. They went with the intention of blowing Clare out of the water straight away.
They did, Leo. But the thing is, right, when it comes to this sort of level of sport, you have to be proactive rather than reactive. And unfortunately, all we're doing is reacting to Tip. We should have set up with Chloe Morey back as a sweeper. We should have crowded out the centre. We should have dropped Lorna McNamara and Anya Lachlan into the half-forward line. Put Cian Spillane, poor girls in Spillane. We're not going to get the ball up there. Put her down here in the half-back line. I mean, as negative as it seems, we should have been lining out football style almost. Just get to half time.
It's probably gone to this. There's no.
You know, and but you have to adapt or die, Leo. I mean, that's the way the game has gone. And if you don't do this, other teams will. You watch Tipperary now. Even though they're the extra man, they will still crowd out this because of long booming balls from Clare. Because Clare will need green flags to get any hope. What they can do is forget about the fact that they're down a man because they have the wind. You know, drop back Chloe Morey. Drop her back, push out Clare Hare, rejig it a little bit and go long and put two Anya Loughlin and put Lorna Mack in there and just let it
see
in.
What happens.
Let it in and see what happens.
But Derek, you have to give credit to Tipperary. They're a sleek machine. There's no other word. They've been well oiled over the winter under new management. Their work rate, they're not giving Clare an inch.
No, they're pressing everything, even on the puck outs. There was a couple of sharp puck outs overturned. Their hand passing is sharp. They're working off the shoulder. They're running good lines. And, you know, they're using the width of the pitch too. They're going cross field with some balls. And they're sharp. They've got some fine scores. Like when you look at it, they have 9 points. No, they have 8 from play, 6 from place balls.
It's a fair
do you know, tally, yeah. 5 frees, 145, and 8 from play. 8 from play, Leo, in Camogie. You know, when you look at it like that, you know, 14 points is usually enough to win a match.
Yeah,
never mind a half time score.
Derek, however, isn't all doom and gloom for Clare Camogie this year? And we had to have a half an hour to
go. Great win
for the juniors up in Antrim yesterday.
Yeah, and look,
again, the All-Ireland champions.
Yeah, well, the juniors are going to be All-Ireland champions this year. I have no doubt about that. They're on a mission. They were very unfortunate last year, as we know, double extra time. There's great work being done, and I don't want to sound critical of the Clare management team, because they're training both. They're putting in great effort, they're giving their commitment to 50 plus girls at training. They just, you know, but they have to take it on the chin when they get things wrong. Yeah. They set up wrong here today from the start, you know, and some tough calls needed to be made early. They weren't. They were switching players instead of saying, hang on, it's not your day, come off. And I'm not going to be mentioning any players, I would never do that. It's just, it hasn't been right for Clare from the first throw in, like 50 seconds score, 2 minutes score, 3 minutes score, 4 minutes score, 5 minutes score.
Yeah, it's at the tone.
You know, like you're 5 points down inside 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's at the tone.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it's a problem. Derek, as always, good to talk to you.
Leo, I hope I'm coming back at full time, taking my hat off, eating it, swallowing it, and saying, talking about the most heroic comeback of the Clare Camogie team. I can't see it, but you never know. Sport is funny. If we can get a couple of green flags early, you just never know. But I think the sending off, extremely harsh on Ciara Grogan, and it's probably killed any hopes we have.
Yeah, without doubt. Derek, thanks for that. Pat, thanks for that. We're going to take a halftime sus and we take a bit of Kjol. And you're welcome back here to the Rag for the second half of this very very National League Camogie game between Clare and Tipperary. At half time, the scoreline is Tipperary 14 points, Clare no score. A couple of changes on the Clare team. Leash Ryan seems to be on for Clare here, and I'm not too sure. Of course, Ciara Grogan has gone off. Wern Scanlon is also on, and it's Zian Spillane is the player that has departed. And Pat, we'll talk about those changes in the second half. But it's Tipperary playing here into the breeze in the second half, playing up to the Bursley end, and a great ball from Devane in towards Grace O'Brien. Gets out in front of Susan Daly. O'Brien has the ball in her hand, puts the ball back towards Roisin Howard-House. She's in an orthodox way of rising the ball. She's coming back out. She's been chased by the Clare players. Carmody goes down for Clare, and it comes to Orla Duggan. In fairness, Duggan added a bit of energy to Clare as they come in. Here she's breaking out into the middle field. Wern Scanlon, and the ball is blocked on, but here comes the ball out to Carmody. Can Clare get a score? Cuiva Carmody. She's blocked on by Karen Kennedy. Out to Chloe. Chloe is definitely going to have a pop of the shot. Puts the ball out to her club mate Scanlon. Is she? She gets a great ball. Scanlon? And that's a great introduction from Scanlon. Is that the first score?
No.
Unfortunately, the wrong umpire moving. Yeah. But who else has gone there for Pat? Is it an end?
Well, Zian has gone anyway. And is one of the pin is Ellen?
Ellen Casey seems to be gone as well. Yeah, Ellen Casey, Leisha Ryan, yeah, on instead of Ellen Casey. So Clare now playing with 14 players. It's Julianne Burke coming up here for Tipperary. Puts the ball up into the corner looking for Tracy. Tracy gets out, but Kelly gets out in front of her. That's Cuiva Kelly. Kelly does well. Cuiva Carmody in there. Cuiva and Cuiva. Who's going to get there? Roisin Howard Deegan trying to get up. But it is Casey Hennessy trying to get it for Tipperary. Tracy, we're very close to the sideline here. The ball, who's going to get up? Orla Duggan there. Liz is looking on intently. It's Hennessy for Tipperary. She has it in her hand. She doesn't anymore. She has it. It gives it out to Ciara Maher. Ciara Maher. And a foul hand pass given by Ciara.
I was going to say at halftime there, when Derek was talking, we'll get a few easy decisions in this half.
And that was definitely one of them.
It was probably a reminder at halftime that harsh red was simply not right. And I'd say she will probably compensate a little bit now. I think we will get some decisions. Well, it'll be enough to bring us into the game, Leo. That's another story altogether.
Yeah, and Nevo D was going to take in a quick free, but Clare Heher decides to get this and boom it down. That's a great ball down towards the goals. It is.
Oh, Arna Slattery was letting it go out wide, and then she decided to put it on her hand, and she clears that ball out to the wing back. The wing back is Kiermaier. She's had a very good game here for Tipperary. The lady from Burgess to Hara coming up along the wing here. She's being fouled by Chloe Morey. Free for Tipperary. Chloe signals there were steps. There was probably no doubt, but she was being assisted on her way by Chloe. But again, Pat, even to add on to what Derek had said, the first ball here that broke in front, Tipperary had bodies in chase.
Bodies were there, but also the sharpness is there. But Leo, looking at the players on the pitch, there isn't a whole lot of difference in strength in that. No. It's the sharpness of Tip. Their skill levels are extremely high.
The speed of
and
movement.
And their determination as well.
Yeah, and here's Liam McGrath gone back into her own half-back line to take the free. Into what has a very strong breeze here in the rag. She gets the ball down here for Cuiva Meher, but the ball comes off the stick of Cuiva out over the line. Is a line ball, has to be a line ball for Clare. Referee or the linesman isn't sure. He was admiring the free, and now he was quick enough to come in the first half to call a card, but he's not as quick to call the line ball, so we're going to have a throw in. So, which was definitely a clear line ball, is now a throw in, and strange things can come out of these decisions. And Liz going throwing in the ball here, 40 metres up from the Tipperary goal, where Dylan Murphy is here at minding here at the Borsalee end, and the ball comes off the stick. And what way is this one going? And Liz is marching towards the clear goal, so it's now going in. And who's going to take in this one? Looks like, is it Eamon McGrath? He's going to take in this line ball here for Tipperary. 45 metres out from the Clare goal. The Sun Inn has made an appearance in the eyes of the Clare goalkeeper. Here comes McGrath. Is she going to go across field? O'Brien comes in deep where she's going to make a run out. And here comes that ball in towards where she has made the run. But the ball comes out to Devane. Devane opens up to it. Where is two Tip players going for it? Who's going to win the race? It's Roisin Howard defeats Grace O'Brien getting to the ball. Susan Daly is the first Clare player to come in. Gets the ball back out. Recycles it to McGrath. McGrath gets the ball back out. Out to the Tipperary player, and that's the first score of the second half. A score
on the
stick
Leo
of Aoife McGrath. Yep. 15 points for Tipperary. Kierlet to get on the board here in this league game. 4 minutes gone the second half, and once again we thank our sponsors, career-wise recruitment, and Clare could do with a bit of recruitment here in this second half. We'll see. The ball breaks down. Tipperary, no challenge from a Clare player. Orla Duggan. Duggan gets away from the challenge of Teresa Ryan. Here comes Duggan. First ball, decent ball in. Where Becky Foley, and is it Emer Lukeman? Lukeman. Oh, that's lovely. Brilliant play by Emer Lukeman, the Drummond Inch player. Oh, a high challenge there by Foley. Foley has it. She's tried to chair through, gets the ball in one-handed. Who's going to go back there is Anya Loughlin, but it's Karen Kennedy, whatever.
I tell you,
she'd make a great woman in the fire brigade, because anytime there's any bit of a fire, she's there to put it out. She gets the ball back to the wing back
Lorna.
Gets it, but it's Lorna. Can Clare get a score? Anything will do. The ball comes to Carmody drops it. That was a chance of a score for Clare. Who's coming out of it? It's Tipperary. It is the wing back Ciara Meher. But Pat, look, at his Murphy's Law. Anything that is going wrong or wants to go will go wrong.
You mentioned it a minute ago. Even the Sun is now into Dermot Murphy's eyes above, as if we hadn't enough things to deal with. And she had been brilliant in a couple of saves she's made. But look, we won't talk about the Sun of the win now. We'll just have a clear attitude. We're beginning to fight for ball more. But it's very hard to see us getting the scores with the extra player. You know, Tip having the extra players up in defence. I mean, you know, there's just, I don't think with the pace either, Leo, up front, maybe, you know, Anya and Becky probably aren't, they're great workers, but probably aren't the fastest as well, so that's an issue.
But
we just need to get a few scores from around the midfield area, you know, just brings it back into the game in some shape or form.
The ball out to Grace O'Brien and Susan Daly. The ball breaks down. Howard, this lady works, but Susan Daly, in fairness, had a very good game at cornerback for Clare. Gets the ball up, where it's going to defeat Mirren Scanlon and Aoife McGrath. And Pat, when you're bringing in subs at the calibre of Aoife McGrath, it's testament just to your penalty.
First thing we said is that's not going to weaken them, and obviously it hasn't. Luckily, the one thing we need now is from seriously important point of the Clare get a score or two soon, because, you know, the frustration, the embarrassment even of not scoring for such distance is something will play in their minds if they don't get it soon. And we know they're way better than this. We do know that, and you know, in fairness to players and management, you know, they've done a lot of good Camogie already this year in the league games, and we just hope they'll get a score soon or two and just kind of get themselves some shape back into the game.
Yeah, and a free good play there by, again, I think it was Susan Daly on the far side, it was for the Cuiva Carmody, I think it was, in this game was fouled, and Clare had her run over. I think Susan was going to take in a quick one. She's shoved away by Clare Herr. Clare could maybe shove Clare Herr up the field, I think.
Yeah, I think she should be brought forward earlier, because we had someone to run at them, and she has the power and the direct running as well. So you know, it's kind of easier defend than it is to attack, and I think Claire Eyre maybe has the game for it, you know.
Yeah, I think they could do well with bringing her out, but look, she's putting out fires at the back of the wall, and the ball comes out to Teresa Ryan. This running game from Tipperary, Pat, she has run a long way as her steps on this occasion, and she's robbed by O'Dea in fairness.
And here's Ola Duggan. Well, yeah.
Duggan has done well.
Done very well.
Scanlon, can she hit this one in towards the forward? She does, puts the ball out towards the corner. Vicky Foley won, thank you for that. But the ball goes out to Julian Lorna McNamara. Lorna, she's getting away from the Tipperary player. Maria Davidson, there's a free in for Clare. Lorna, is that the first score for Clare? Indeed, it is the first score from the stick of Lorna McNamara. A very much wanted score and a very good score, Pat. 15 points for Tip Clare.
It's
won.
A brilliant relief. 7.5 minutes into the second half, Leo. It's a brilliant relief just to get that score. I mean, as I said, the girls would be feeling it that they haven't scored, and it would play in their minds, you know, were they going to be hail scorers for most of the game or God forbid all of it. So look, that's something, and Lorna did very well to win. She had a free one, but she burst through the tackle, beat the defender and put it over very well, and we need a lot more of those.
And that puck out came from Anya Statry out to the sweeper Karen Kennedy, and here come Tipperary. Karen Kennedy hard enough to get the ball, goes into Devane. Devane gets out in front of her on this occasion. Here she's turning off her left hand side, a shot from Devane. Is it gone over the bar? It's gone over the bar. A great score from the stick of Devane. She got out in front of Clare on that occasion. 16 points for Tipperary, Clare 1.
Yeah, and I mean that's the first score they got there from was it Karen Kennedy from 45 metres out against the breeze. We couldn't put get a shot in even the first half against the breeze. So it just goes to show that Tip are just playing outstanding Camogie anyway, Leo, and they're shooting. That was about 30 yards out, still a good shot against the breeze over the bar.
Yeah, and here's the ball out towards Cueva Carmody. Carmody is robbed by Niamh Tracy, but in fairness to Duggan, has great energy to the Clare midfield.
That was needed in the first minute, Leo.
And the ball comes out to Duggan. Duggan gets the return pass from Nisha Ryan. There's a free coming for Clare. Can to get another score. She gets the ball back to Lorna. Lorna, can she double the Clare total?
Yes.
She does. 2 points for Clare. 2 points on the stick of Lorna McNamara. Very good scores.
Made by Orla Duggan. Outstanding contribution person she came in. And in fairness to Lorna, beautiful strike over the bar. We know what she can do. She has some of the skills and striking skills and scoring skills and accuracy. But Orla Duggan made that, as I said, having a really good impact on the game since she came in. And, I said, Abby Walsh, I still think is unlucky to be taken off. A young player like that maybe, you know, would have grown into the game if she got some time. But look at us, but they felt they had to do something, and Orla Duggan isn't letting them down, certainly.
You're 16 points for Tip, 2 for Clare. Casey Hennessy has time to pinpoint the ball in towards Devane. Devane gets out in front of Clare here on this occasion. Coming across, Devane gets the ball. That's a dangerous ball if Roisin Howard picks up this one. Grace O'Brien gets it. She leaves it to Howard trying to come through. She gets the ball off to Tracy. Here comes Niamh Tracy. Tracy puts it. Gahar and Dresnon. I thought the goal was on, but if you're looking in at someone like Jordan Murphy, you put the ball over the bar too. 17 points for Tip, 2 for Clare.
Leo, I was wondering what Tip lit up a little bit because of the fact they had such a lead. You know, naturally players' minds tend to idle. Tip aren't idling, but look, that was a nice score worked again by Tip. And look, against the breeze isn't affecting Tipperary at all. Leo, they're hitting their passes in, they're hitting the ball favouring the forward, and the forwards have the first touch and the control to make something of it.
Yeah, there's a ball from Elena Ryan, and you know the ball looped up, maybe more should be maybe driven more, but look, we are under pressure, ball out, and Tipperary finding their players. It's Devane gets the ball out here. Clare standing off the players. It comes to Cueva Maher. Here comes Maher for Tipperary, gets the ball out to Tracy gets out in front of Clare Herr. She tries to get her own Clare Herr. She fouls the ball. Foul, well done, good defender.
Foul given this time, yeah.
In fairness to her, she stood her ground. Didn't buy the dummy from Niamh Tracy, and a free for Clare, and Clare Herr going to take this one. This would imagine you'd lend down around the
Niamh making a run.
The VAN gives it out to Niamh O'Dea. Even that short pass is dropped. Here comes Niamh coming in across. She's going to deliver this one now. Puts the ball down into the corner, looking for the Clare. One woman that can get scores, Lorna McNamara. But I tell you, Tip throwing bodies, and here's Teresa Ryan. Teresa Ryan is a very industrious midfielder, and their support player to Casey Hennessy. And here come three Tip players that come on a line, and Hennessy puts the ball in, where in fairness Kelly cuts it out, but she's robbed by Roisin Howard. Roisin Howard puts the ball in here
first
for
touch.
Maher going through, a shot, goal from the stick of Cueva Maher. 1-17 for Tipperary, 2 points for Clare. Pat, You could see the Clare line, or Tipperary line, there was four of them coming at the one time on a line.
The ball in from midfield was perfect for the forward, first of all. But the second thing that we've mentioned a few times, the first touch of was perfect. And when your first touch is perfect and you're 2 yards ahead, it's a forwards ball and the pass was on and you're going to, not going to miss from 3 metres out. Even Dylan Murphy couldn't stop that one.
No, even a goalkeeper of the quality of Dylan, it was wheezed in.
Linda Daly about to come in, I think, whoever should come in for is the question.
Linda come in, and I tell you, could throw up a kind of what he said and see, because
she was struggling,
it is
fairness.
A lot of people, and you know, but look, when a team is going as well as it pet, you're going to, he's going to look bad, you know what I mean? There's no doubt.
No.
And it isn't from lack of effort.
We have to remember.
And here's... I tell you one thing, and here's three subs.
It looks bad to see it nearly.
So you know, the subs.
Given Gill's runs, we'll say it's what, 10 minutes into the second half?
20 minutes, Dev. Yeah. Number, I see for Tipperary, Cuiva McCarthy. Cuiva McCarthy is on, Eamor Heffernan is on, and Arena Friday. And I tell you one thing, they're not going to weaken the thing by any stretch of the imagination.
Certainly not.
Look at what a game this Roisin Howard has had. You know, the last time
lively,
we was here.
Lively forward, yeah.
And of course, Cuiva Meher.
Cuiva Meher, another
and
one.
And Grace O'Brien.
And her name, yeah.
I tell you one thing, Pat. I think Tipperary are putting up a real side of a tin today.
They're making a statement, Leo.
A big statement. Mm. And, you know, they have players battling for places, and that's what you want. The ball goes. Here's another player who's just on, Aoife McGrath. And she got a pint in the first half after come down. Karen Kennedy, what an introduction, a reintroduction she has made coming back from injury. And this lady has ran the show in the middle of the field. It's Casey Hennessy. She's gone through the middle again. Hennessy going to be blocked. Brilliant defending. O'Dea done well.
She did brilliantly,
Didn't throw in the towel and gets a lovely pop pass out towards Elena Ryan. Elena Ryan being chased now by Arena Friday. Gets it out. And here comes Heher. And this is what I'd love to see Heher out the field for Clare. She's going to take on Tressy. Here comes Clare Heher. Does well. Great ball into the corner. Down towards Cuiva Cameron, who's now playing at corner forward. But that ball is picked out by Julianne Burke. And she gives it. But who's there again? Karen Kennedy. And Julianne comes out, breaks the challenge. She's caught around the neck by Cuiva Cameron. Now, I think inconsistency, Kira Grogan got a red card I thought it was a high tackle. Not that you want Cuiva Cameron booked on it, like, she's working hard, but that's a card.
Look, the frustrations are continuing with referees and decisions, particularly in Camogie. I mean, we say it often, we certainly try not to be critical, but consistency is an issue. There's no question about that. And even the charging one that we often mention today has been one or two issues when there was a charge properly given and there was a couple of charges in the first half not given at all for the same, more or less the same thing. But the key, now I know we have to throw in the clause that Clare are allowed a player since a silly sending off on Liz Dimpsey's part for two stupid yellows. First yellow wasn't a yellow at all. Second yellow probably was a yellow. So Clare Grogan should be playing on a yellow card now, and still there with Clare have an extra forward up there. Forward down against a team that's totally dominant in them. So everything has gone wrong, Leo. And as I said, we're just not doing enough to get back into the game. 117 to 2 points. And I suppose that's a reflection on what's happening in front of us.
Yeah, and all the play. And here's a lady that has really taken the fight to Tipperary. Elena Ryan. Elena puts a sharp pass into Niamh O'Dea. And a free, Clare Heher, I would imagine.
We're getting freeze now.
Indeed, even Clare Heher is leaving. No, she's not. She's coming across. I thought she was even going to leave this one to... Would not be worth running Clare Heher up in the forward.
100%.
To see what would happen here now. Is there more subs warming up for... More subs coming up. And for Tipper, warming up for Tipperary. Here comes Clare with this occasion. And she's waiting for movement. And the movement just isn't coming. It is coming now from Cuiva Carmody over in the corner. That ball, she bypasses her. And Julian, Lorna McNamara. Great play by McNamara. Gets ahead of the two Tipperary players. Gets the ball to Carmody. Carmody going to shoot. And but that's a great ball from Carmody into the middle. Linda Daly coming on it for Tipperary. She leaves it. Linda gets away. Gets the ball. Tries to get the ball back to Orla Duggan. Orla's a chance for a score for Clare. This would be a great score for Clare from Orla Duggan. Indeed,
good team score.
A great team score. Linda Daly done well. Great ball back out from Cuiva Carmody, in fairness, and the ball goes over the bar from the stick of Orla Duggan. 117 for Tipperary, 3 points for Clare. A sub coming on for Tipperary. It looks like it's a Grace Maloney. Indeed, it is Grace Maloney. He's on for Tipperary, and Casey Hennessy, who has Pat had a fair run of it there for the first 45 minutes departing the scene.
Absolutely, but Leo, there's no tip player wasn't having, probably playing at the top of her game all through the game from the first minute. I can't see a tip player that hasn't been consistently good during the 45 minutes we've had, Leo. They've been outstanding, very, very well coached, but also very, very confident in themselves as well. And a few Clare players have really put up a battle against them, but
here's the battle. Teresa Ryan gives it out to Emer Heffernan. Heffernan gives it back out to Arena Friday. Friday drops it in. Carter Vane is in, but Cuiva Kelly, that's good defending by the Clare cornerback. Done very, very well on a 1-1. Cuiva coming out, drives that ball down. He's going to come out to the wing back, but it's the wing back. It was Maria Davidson. She's beaten by Lorna. Can Lorna go to ground? And she gives the ball off to Weirin Scanlon. Here comes Scanlon for Clare. Goes back into traffic. But finds Lorna McNamara is fouled on that occasion by Maria Davidson. Pat, Lorna McNamara playing very, very well at the heart of the Clare attack.
No, she with the wind in the second half, and very often it's not with the wind you get a good job. She's getting a better service, and Lorna has the skills and she has the firepower to do damage. And she's fouled there, clearly fouled actually. And she'll have to probably take the three herself as well, we assume. But you know, Lorna is taking the game to them, certainly, as are a few others. And as I said, the Clare defence did very well there for that last tip attack. But I mean,
Cuiva Kelly, that was very good defending.
Cuiva Kelly did brilliantly, absolutely. She did, yeah.
And a free in, is it Chloe Morey who's going to take it? Chloe going to take this one. Yeah, about 48 metres out from the Tipperary goal, 25 metres in from the fair. Lorna Mack, good to see her back. Back on her feet. She has really taken the challenge to Tipperary here in the second half. Jennifer Daly warming up for Clare. Is Jennifer about to be introduced? Following on as her, if she can have the impact, her sister Linda Head. So Clare makes a run, not spotted by Chloe Morey. Chloe puts the ball over the bar. 117 for Tipperary, 4 points for Clare. Pat, a bit more fighting Clare at this stage.
Look, there is, I suppose, Tip's bound to drop things. I know with the Tip subs in as well, it probably will affect the rhythm somewhat. I mean, the first 15 they had there, had such a rhythm and such an understanding of each other's play. And I'm sure the subs, obviously, there's some good names gone in there, as we said, Arena Friday and even McGrain already, Emer Heffernan. But it does disrupt the team some little bit. And I see Chloe now has been replaced, isn't she?
And she's not.
I don't think she's happy.
And she's too happy about it either.
No,
and
I don't think so.
It's Jennifer Daly is on instead of Chloe Morey. And the ball comes out to Jennifer gets the ball down towards Cuiva Carmody. Cuiva Carmody for Clare. Gets the ball, gets it in her hand, trying to get away. She's hooked on this occasion. And the ball comes to Eamon McGrath. Eamon McGrath from the local club here in Drummond Inch. Jennifer. Pat, I don't know. I know Chloe has been taken off. I wouldn't agree with that one myself, to be honest about it. But look,
we're going to get frees today before the game is over. Surely around our half-back line midfield, and I mean, she would pop over two or three right from long distance. But having said that, like a lot of players you've said, and how to get into it in general play, I suppose, all right. But look, at what can you say? There's a number of players struggling, in fairness.
Yeah, and indeed, I suppose. And here's Tipperary, the short free going to be passed out here. Is Emma McGrath requested this in the way? I didn't think she was. Here she comes, gets the ball. Lovely strike of the ball out towards, is it Emer Heffernan now on the first side of the field? Emer Heffernan gets that ball for Tipperary. Emer Heffernan gets a lovely drills that ball in towards Devane. Devane and Kelly. Devane going around Eve Cuiva Kelly. Kelly, when the ball is passed in, who's going to be there? OD does well. In fairness, OD and Duggan. Is it gone out? No, referee. Neve
looking for free. Deserved a free out there, I thought.
I thought so, but in fairness,
Liz is making no signal at all.
Because she doesn't know what's going on here at the moment. That's why she's making no signal, but. She's going in test.
She has stopped, we'll assure our listeners.
She's going in test.
She's going in test
for clarification.
She was within 15 yards of herself. I don't know what's going on at all.
She's going throwing it in. Number four.
Five. I'm nearly sure it's five, Leo.
Is it Pat?
And growing.
I bow to your superior knowledge.
Your
superior admits. Once again, we thank our sponsors here on Scarpe Community today, career-wise recruitment, and Joe Robbins and all the staff there. That ball comes in, and here comes Devane going for a broke again.
Danger here.
The ball breaks out to Grace McCarthy. Grace Maloney gives it back out to Devane.
It
comes out to Leisha Ryan, but until the end of the line, that ball was bobbing around. That ball out to Clare Heher. Heher does well, gets a great ball across, looking for Lorna. Lorna puts out the paw. Lorna and Maria Davison, they're having a tremendous challenge there. But Lorna is beaten Swinton numbers.
It's
Ethan McGrath. Gets it out to McCarthy. McCarthy is Grace Maloney. It is Grace Maloney. Ethan McGrath come back. Wearing Scanlon. And the ball is blocked down. Here comes Maloney. Maloney for Tipperary. Puts the ball up in the corner.
Touch again, Leo.
First touch. Here comes Karen Kennedy. And Kennedy bypasses the challenge with Anna Ryan, and now she's been pulled for a free, and there's no doubt she went out by the side of her. It's unbelievable.
Clare will take three. Now Chloe will probably be popping this over.
If she's going to be consistent, Pat, she has to give her a card, even though there was no free, and indeed she is giving her a card.
Now, Helena probably did get a clip as she passed, but I'd say the effort was made to avoid her.
Like, I suppose there was no doubt about it.
A clip of her ankle or something, you know. She was
I tell you, I'm going to make it to as well the Kilkenny or in the All Ireland final, semi final every year, because I tell you one thing, if you didn't, this lady be too. I tell you, but look,
that's a shame. I mean, look at
it's poor now. There's no. And Karen Kennedy, what do Tipperary do? Straight away, they take her off and keep her for on Law Illa. You know, Law Illa Hogton.
Big Law Illa. And Boyrock from Tipperary, anyway, that's for sure.
Kirkalore, great ball from there. This is going in and around. This is the endless one. And the ball, Slattery, you know, her hands must be cold and the ball breaks down. Just a chance from Wyrm Scanlon for a cool here for Clare.
But it's,
who's coming out with it? It is the wing back. Or it was Judy and Burke, the cornerback, who got it out from the varsity. All into Duggan. Duggan has 1 point cut. Make that two. Good introduction. And in fairness, you know, subs can make an impact, and she's made a great impact.
I have a question for you, and I don't know if you have any knowledge or inside knowledge, but is she carrying an injury or not? I mean, Orla Duggan should clearly on that form be starting. Everybody would have seen that in training. Is there a reason she's not starting?
I think there is a good reason. I think maybe she was a bit later back than everyone else into training, and hasn't required level done. But I tell you what, I wouldn't mind playing as well as that with little training. I tell you, there's no doubt about it. The ball comes out to Julianne Burke, being held up by Becky Foley, but it gives it to Maureen Everston. Everston from Drummond Inch gets away from Jennifer Daly, gets the ball down. The ball comes down here. Where in fairness, O'Dea doing well. She got out ahead of Cuiva McCarthy, and here comes O'Dea coming forward for Clare, doing well, taking the attack, taking the challenge, gets the ball to Clare here. Clare does well. She's been surrounded by four, and I noticed that any time she goes near the ball pit, there is a folly of Tipperary ladies.
Any Clare player at all that is in any way delayed in her attack, there's certainly a swarm around her straight away. And that's nothing to do with the extra player being involved at 14 against 15. That's all to do with the tip attitude.
And the ball, Linda Daly goes.
Brilliant today, Leo,
Linda back in around the middle of the field now. And here comes Tipperary. It's caught to Devane. She gives it out to number 23, who is Emma Heffernan. And she gets the ball back to Devane. A shot from Devane. Gaharan dressed on. One goal in 18 for Tipperary. Clare at 5 points. And this Tipperary juggernaut just keeps on trucking.
53 minutes on, so they have scored a goal and 4 points in the second half against what we thought was a storm, Leo. Has the wind died down a bit, or is it just, I suppose it's all down, Leo? It's confidence. When you're so far ahead, Leo, you will be more confident, you will be attacking more, and you will have that, you know, belief in yourself that you can drive that ball over the bar from distance. Now, that was a close in. Beautiful strike from Carter Bender. She's a lovely, beautiful striker of ball.
Lovely wrist. Yeah. Beautiful wrist. Yeah, sure, but today isn't the first day she's done that.
Of course.
And he's free for Aoife McGrath over on the far side. Now, Aoife has picked up an injury, and the Tipperary physio is going onto the field to see, you know, there's no doubt there's going to be big days ahead for Tipperary, Pat, and they have put out a fair statement here, you know. However, the Clare challenge, you know, hasn't been as strong as we'd like. And, of course, and the red card, Pat, just added insult.
But the funny thing is, after the Kilkenny game, we'd have said there were great days ahead for Clare. So it's just, it's the consistency is hard to figure out. I know we did sort of say it, maybe Kilkenny hadn't an awful lot done in advance of the first game in the league. But Clare played super Camogie that day. They played a lot of good Camogie against Galway the last day.
Yeah, you know, I against a good team. Galway
to Bacon to there and... But here in the Reg today, they've just been overrun. Overrun is the only way you could say it, Leo. And as was when we, as maybe Derek referred to, why we didn't peck out the fence early on against what was a storm tip, a home game, and going well. Maybe it's a question they'll ask themselves, and I'm sure they'll be honest about it, and that they will say maybe on reflection they should have pecked it. But then again, look at who are we to judge?
Exactly. That's why
they're in charge, and they have to make decisions, and they stand by them, and we're not going to criticise them at all for that.
And another free in for Tipperary, a chop there by, I think it was Niamh O'Dea chopped on this occasion. Another chance for Cotterman
to
but the ball, what I see about the last ball, Pat, came down, you know, the Tipperary player went up, no, Clare went up to challenge.
I think both sides have realised the game is over now, Leo, which it is obviously, but it has been for a long time in terms of result. But I'd say both teams are kind of saying, look, we'll get this one done.
Big loyal.
We'll get out here today, we'll watch the Grand Slam match, and we'll try and get going again next week.
And Tipperary bring on another sub, and is it Mary Burke is coming on? You know, and some of the players are coming on, Petter. You know, these names, you know, they're household names at this stage.
That you remember giving Clare plenty of trouble before.
That's for sure. That puck out, that's a good puck out from Murphy. It's blocked down by Everston. And the ball comes out to Linda. Here's Linda Daly. Her sister Jennifer has gone on the run. A pop out. Can Duggan get another score? Can she get the triple crown?
She has a free
Ireland are going for a grand slam. That's a great ball out. Hey, her, this is where I'd love to see her playing up on the forward line. She recycles it back to Linda. Linda, that's a tremendous score from, that's
better Camogie from Clare. And again, Clare up in the forwards and passing the ball to Linda Daly. Good score from the Scarfa Gundler player, Linda Daly. 1-19 for Tipperary, 6 points for Clare. And a Pokemon coming from Coolbara, Anya O'Slattery. As Shannon Rovers. And then again, you look at Tipperary, you have Kiva Burke, a brilliant keeper, and now you've Arna Statry as the backup and getting a run today, and she puts the ball into Mary Burke, and the ball
first fumble.
Lily Fahey is a new player. Lily Fahey on for Tipperary also. Here she comes out, a new player, gets the ball here in as Tipperary getting Everston coming out. They're running the bench and the ball. Here's Jennifer. Can she pop a ball? That's a good ball in towards Becky Foley. Foley getting out in front of Ian Lukeman on this occasion. Lukeman, what a tidy cornerback. Her touch is brilliant. And gets the ball out to her clubmate, Ian McGrath. McGrath gets the ball across. Nevo D does well. Gets the ball. Here she comes. Claire Hare coming through for Claire. Pops a lovely ball off to Leisha Ryan. But a brilliant flick. But who's there? Hare to be a great score. And indeed, 1-19 for Tipperary. 7 points for Claire.
Put Clare here up in an attacking position. I think you know we have a ready made fullback in Susan Daly. We have a ready made centre back in Nevo D, and Clare here is one of the players that can drive forward with the ball in any kind of company and set up scores or take scores. And I'd imagine that's something they'll have.
We have three scores got in a row, and she has been central.
In fairness, Susan Daly would probably perform much better at fullback than she does at cornerback, even though she's had a fine game today overall.
And here comes who's there again? Head the ball is won by Elena Ryan. Elena Ryan, Clare, even you know, in fairness, even though the game is going to get not thrown in the fight,
Hare
is fouled on this occasion by Teresa Ryan. And you know, give him credit, Pat. They didn't throw in the towel with their 14.
And I'm sure Miles will be very pleased with that attitude. And they will say, look at, lads, despite the fact that everything went against us, we're down a player, went against the storm, conceded, he had fit for the scores in the first half. The fact that they have shown tremendous character and fight in the last few minutes of the game, you know, to just bring back that score and make it really respectable, I'm sure management will take courage from that as well, that their players have done that, you know. Based on the general group in the camp and the attitude in there, so that's a hopeful sign.
Pat, when you're building a team too, as well, as Van Morrison said, that there's days like this.
Absolutely right, yeah. And I think Van Morrison was talking about the good days, but this is one of the bad ones. But look at, they say as well, what you learn from a defeat, and you know, I suppose Clare will take a learn. There's a very high tackle on Lindsay.
Yeah, it's just Eamon Heffernan. Yeah. I don't think she meant anything by it, but she's going to incur the wrath of the Raitor. Susan Dale, Linda Daly. Linda has played well. In fairness, the three Dailies have done very well, Pat. Susan at the outset, and the other two Daly sisters that came in have played very, very well.
I have indeed. Well, I suppose you must remember, Leo, that the Daly sisters are extremely experienced players at a high level, both club and, we'll say, county underage as well, etc. So, I mean, yeah, you'd be wondering, it's easy to be wise after. Would there be a place for them maybe starting one or two games? That's just because they're doing fairly well now, but in fairness, I suppose the players who started with Hart were capable of putting up a good fight, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, and the clear free goes out to the left-hand side and gone wide, and we're at 59 minutes here in the reg. It's Tipperary 1-19, Clare 7. A sharp puck out for Tipperary to Lily Fahey. You know, we thank our mess sponsor here once again today, Joe Robbins and all, career-wise, and here comes Ola Duggan. Ola pops the ball in towards Camry. Camry gets on, loses this one to Julianne. And here comes out Tipperary. And what are Tipperary going to do? The ball comes out to Devane. Devane out to her. Devane with a lovely, stylish ball. Looking for Eamon McGrath, who's now above in the full foul line. She lets the ball bypass her. And here's Leisha Ryan. Leisha Ryan gets back to defend. She puts the ball in towards Teresa Ryan. Teresa Ryan, a shot. Great save by Murphy again. The ball comes into Heffernan. Where's the defence? A shot. Brilliant save by the Clare Coolbara. Dirna Moraku, as Clara had a corner, goalkeeping at the very highest quality, Pat McNamara.
I'd make a strong case for her being the best goalie in the country in Camogie at the moment. I have very little doubt about it after those two saves. Absolutely, really not well protected by her defence. When the ball broke after the first save, just the tip runs were onto the game. Clare didn't just get to the pitch of it, but an outstanding close in save. Her body was on the line and she just threw herself, made herself look big. Look, goal all over. Two brilliant saves in the one attack. And as I said, to me, probably the best Camogie goalie in the country at the moment.
I tell you, putting in an early...
Meg are happy with that one.
What a save.
Brilliant.
Where did he come out of? I saw him coming. One goal in 20 for Tipperary. Clare, 7 points. I suppose, Pat, we're making cars that that she probably is Clare's best player.
Clare's, let's say, well, there's definitely Lennon Ryan vying for that now today, in fairness. Lennon maybe hasn't been as busy in the last 10 minutes, but you couldn't blame her. She put an awful lot of effort into the first half. Clarna has been very good in the second half for Clare. Orla Duggan has been really, really good since she came in. Linda Daly making a good effort as well. And as I said, the Clare Herron and Freya's forward, you know, seems to be way more important for Clare than maybe her defensive duties. In terms of just she has that go forward momentum and an attacking mindset, and she the ball comes
off the post and they stick a cart to Vane, and Dearna Morocco, Dearna gets a pass out to Susan Daly. Can Clare finish with a score? 120 for, to 7 points. That ball comes up from Daly to Daly, but it comes out here to Eamor Heffernan. Heffernan puts the ball back into the middle. Who's there? Devane. Devane gets away from Clare Heffernan.
Yeah.
Gets that ball out into the corner. Teresa Ryan. Is she going to be Teresa? I think even Teresa tired of running at this stage. Alicia Ryan takes on the challenge. Gets away from and the ball goes down towards Mirren Scanlon. Mirren blocks it out over the line through. By the help of Aoife McGrath. We're at closing seconds here in the reg. A beautifully painted reg in absolutely excellent condition, considering all the rain that had fallen during the week. But it's Tipperary 120, it's Clare 7 points. Elena Ryan normally hits a very good line ball, has been striking them well, in fairness to today. We're at the discretion of the Raytor, but she goes back on this occasion to Leisha Ryan. Leisha Ryan puts the ball down into the corner looking for Caoimhe Carmody. Caoimhe Carmody and Lily Fahey down there in the corner.
Extra defender telling again.
And it's Tipperary, and here they come out to Mairead Everson. Everson sits back in the pocket, gets the ball out here, out to the middle. This one is just directed and out here towards the to Caoimhe McCarthy. McCarthy and Daly. Daly and McCarthy. Caoimhe McCarthy trying to get the ball up. Susan does well, gets her body low to the ground and gets that ball up. Great defending by the Scariff O'Gunla player. Gets the ball into the middle. It's Niamh O'Dea or is Clare here? Clare just maybe a small bit fatigued at this stage from the work rate. And there goes the full time whistle here in the reg in Tipperary. And the spoils go to the Colleeny Ost. Tipperary Dorn and the scoreline. Tipperary 1-20. Clare 7 points. Pat, your thoughts?
Look, Leo, it's a fairly roundly defeated situation for Clare today. Tip, outstanding. We have to say that before we talk about Clare at all, that Tipperary display was a top-class display as Cogie for about 55 or 6 minutes, probably lightened off there a bit near the end. 14 points in the first half with the wind was the winning of the game. The sending off of Clare Grogan for
Clare Grogan, yeah,
should not have been a sending off at all. There should have been one yellow card for her second tackle, no yellow card for the first. Was the factor in Clare being outrun a bit in their attack and with the wind a bit, you know, not able to just make inroads because of the extra defender Tip had. But outstanding for Tip. Dennis Kelly and his men and women with him will be absolutely thrilled with them. John Carmody and Brendan and Eugene and the rest of them there for Clare and Marie and those, I suppose, will be very, very disappointed. First of all, they will have expected more coming down here today, as we all did. But again, when you're 5 or 6 points down after the first 5 minutes, Leo, it's a bit ominous. Tip are on a roll, no question about it. A really, really, really improving side, and the subs didn't weaken them, but they strengthened them actually, I think. And Clare did very well in the day.
And look at the rest of the subs are going for their training session now. So.
But look at Dylan Murphy, Lana Ryan, Niamh O'Dea, Lorna McNamara, and maybe Orla Duggan, and one or two more.
Yeah, she played well.
Can hold their heads high. But a few more just couldn't get into the game today. But you'll get days like that, Leo. Every player has an off day. It's still the league. The championship is what it's all about. And
I think John Campbell has emphasised that in the past too, Pat. The championship is going to be what they're based on.
No, you'd be accept this more today if Clare had tried out 5 or 6 young players. Practically the full team out. I think Orla Duggan will be part of the full team from now on for certain. Maybe Linda Daly as well, I think, might deserve a rattle at starting. But look at the sobering day, and I know management will be very, very disappointed. I mean, they're putting an awful lot of work into this. The juniors had a great win last night, up at Antrim. And I mean, that means the work is being done, and their attitude is good, and the players fought hard today. So they will take pluses from that. And I'm sure, look at some days, you know, you get a big defeat and the next day you go out, you can be a new team, and I think they will use this to just drive themselves on and just improve, and I know they can.
Yeah, I see. Even the dog, the Daly's dog, Millie, is even quite going away today. Normally does a bit of a bite in Millie. She'd be making something tonight. She's even going to get quite there today, as Clare are. But as we take our leave here from the Reg in Tipperary, is Tipperary 1-20, Clare 7 points. We thank our sponsors here today, Dare Credit Union, our outside sponsor, sponsored by Michael Long Construction, and our main mess sponsor for our league campaign. And we thank Joe and all the crew at CareerWise Recruitment for their sponsorship of our game and our league campaign. My thanks, as always, co-presenter Pat McNamara, co-commentator. Thanks to Derek Dormer for his input at halftime, and to our producer Seamus O'Quillan here for his help here from the Reg today. So as we take our leave, all that remains is from Leo Doyle. Until we meet again, it's Bannock Day, August Lawn.